prelude, Father Most Holy, great Trinitarian hymn, will stand on the last verse of that hymn. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 3, Divine Service Setting 3, page 184 and following. I have a worship insert for the day. The readings are on one side, propers are on the other. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. The focus for our service today is our gospel reading from Luke chapter 16. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we live in a world where our eyes and our ears and our hearts and our feelings often deceive us. We see things, we feel things, and we assume to know how you work because we know very well how the world works. Heavenly Father, teach us today to humble ourselves before you and your word, to cling to your word and to your promises in any and every situation. And Heavenly Father, teach us today and always that Christ is victor over sin, death, and the grave. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in the powerful and precious name of Jesus, crucified and risen for us and for our salvation. Amen. Amen. Hymn 504. service, setting 3, page 184. Page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. We sing together the introit for the day.
O Lord, I have trusted in your steadfast love. I shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, because He has dealt bountifully with me. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemies
God on high,
and on earth.
Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, the strength of all who trust in you, mercifully accept our prayers. And because through the weakness of our mortal nature, we can do no good thing, grant us your grace to keep your commandments, that we may please you in both will and deed. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Continue with the readings. Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday after Trinity is from Genesis chapter 15. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me, for I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eleazar of Damascus? And Abram said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir, your very own son shall be your heir. And he brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual for this day. I said, O Lord, be gracious to me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. Blessed is the one who considers the poor. In the day of trouble, the Lord delivers him. The epistle is from 1 John chapter 4. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected in us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment. Because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, whoever loves God must also love his brother. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 16th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Jesus said, there was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried, and in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame. But Abraham said, Child, remember that in your life received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides this, between us and you a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us. And he said, Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment. But Abraham said to him, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes from the dead, they will repent. He said to him, If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead. This is the gospel of the Lord. We now confess our Christian faith using the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We sing now our hymn of the day, To God the Holy Spirit, Let Us Pray, hymn 768. Please be seated.
No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent. He said to him, If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead. Grace, mercy, peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon this morning is the gospel lesson we just read from the 16th chapter of the gospel according to St. Luke, dear friends, in Christ. in death as well as in life, the rich man had no regard for the word of God. It was in no way sufficient for him, and he suspected that it would not be sufficient for anyone else either. What he understood was the language of power, the voice of money, his wealth and prosperity that made his life worth living. His eyes told him what was important, what would impress, and even in hell, having left all of that wealth behind him on this earth, he remains a theologian of glory. There, on this earth, all he understood was the power of miracles, great signs and wonders that he knew could convince any stubborn heart. On this earth, he trusted in his money. He thought that his wealth showed him, and everyone else too, what God thought of him, that God favored him, that God had blessed him. In hell, well, that money's gone. But he still trusts in appearances. He still relies on the big show. Only a miracle will bring his brothers to faith. This he knows. And so the strongest words spoken in our text are against God's word. No, Father Abraham! The word is not sufficient. It won't work. It can't work. Wealth and miracles, riches and power, influence and wonders, those are the only things that can do any good. No, Father Abraham! Who puts their trust in the word alone anyway? What can the word alone achieve that money can't buy, that miracles can't achieve? The church of the rich man takes great pride in beautiful buildings. The church of the rich man rejoices in schools that are bursting. The church of the rich man boasts about fancy sound systems and professional quality music. The church of the rich man dresses its pastor in a $1,000 suit. The church of the rich man gives him a brand new car, a massive house. The church of the rich man carves the pastor's name in stone upon the sign. The church of the rich man sits in a prominent neighborhood in a major city. The church of the rich man is well known and respected in the community. The church of the rich man has successful businessmen and trusted politicians on its rolls. Trust the word? No, Father Abraham. Trust in full pews, in full offering plates. Trust in the power and influence of the church upon the world. Trust what your eyes see. The church of the rich man has great optimism. The church of the rich man promises miracles, increase, prosperity. The church of the rich man declares that if you pray enough, that if you believe hard enough, that if you give enough, great things will happen. God will act. Miracles will come. That is how you know if your congregation is healthy and thriving, by the wonders you see, the blessings rolling in. In the church of the rich man, your own personal wealth, your own personal success, your own personal health are signs that God is working in your midst, that God is actually present when you gather in worship. The church of the rich man has success stories left and right. The church of the rich man can point to numerous miracles. The church of the rich man has those full pews and full offering plates, because the church of the rich man can promise both health and wealth. Trust the word? No, Father Abraham. Trust in full bank accounts and full health. Trust in prosperity, promised and delivered. Trust what your eyes see. And that's the problem, isn't it? What do your eyes see? Your eyes don't see full pews. They don't see full offering plates that need four or five men to carry them up here. Your eyes see a congregation that probably won't make the news, that in the grand scheme of things maybe doesn't seem quite as important, far from power and influence. Your eyes look at your own life, and you see bills that need to be paid, appliances and vehicles that are wearing out that need to be repaired or replaced. You see failing health, and you remember those whom God didn't heal. Your attendance at worship, your prayers, and your faith, well, they haven't seemed to have accomplished very much at all. The church of the rich man looks mighty impressive next to Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. Is the word enough? Is it sufficient? No, Father Abraham, we cry. Give us a sign and a wonder. Give us some health and wealth. Bless this place. Make the pews and the offering plates burst. Then we will know that God is with us. Then we will know that God cares for us. No, Father Abraham. But Father Abraham will not give us what we want. The things that the rich man lived on. Instead, Father Abraham, he's pretty consistent. He gives us the word. If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead. Take comfort, my child. Father Abraham tells us, God's word is sufficient for you. Do you want wealth? Your congregation is immeasurably rich. You are immeasurably rich, for you have the treasure of the word, a treasure that will never run out, a wealth that this world cannot understand, that it cannot have, the treasure that the church of the rich man forgot to his eternal sorrow. Here in this place, humble as it may be, next to the church of the rich man, the greatest treasure that the world has ever known is given freely to you who gather. Here in this place, the forgiveness of sins is poured out on you. A treasure that no money can buy. A wealth that cannot be found anywhere else than where Christ's word is preached. This is the only wealth, the only treasure, the only inheritance that goes beyond the grave. For this treasure actually defeats death. And it is found here. On Sunday mornings, Wednesday evenings. This place, along with all other places where God's word is purely preached, is the most important patch of real estate on the planet. For in this place, God's word is proclaimed. Jesus is proclaimed. The same Jesus who spoke this parable, the same Jesus who was going from speaking this parable to the cross, bearing upon his shoulders the sins of the entire world. Do you want miracles? Someone did rise from the dead. Christ, the crucified, the one who gave his life into death for the sin of the world. The word is sufficient for you because it proclaims to you the only miracle that matters, the only miracle you've been promised, the only miracle that can save, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You need no other miracles, for this miracle gives you all that you need. Jesus rose from the dead to pour out his cross-won forgiveness, life, and salvation to every corner of this world, that his name may go forth in every century, to every nation, tribe, language, and race. Jesus rose from the dead to raise you from the dead, to give you the promise and the guarantee that your destination is the same as Lazarus. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. That is the reason this congregation exists, to shepherd Christ's flock through the turmoil of this life to the side of Abraham. This place is here because our world is dangerous, and Satan wants to shipwreck the faith of the baptized. You need the church to bring to you the word and the holy sacraments, which alone can keep you in the faith. Doesn't matter how impressive your church looks before the world. It doesn't matter what the weekly attendance or offering is. What matters is the word and the word alone. A faithful congregation is more vital to this dying world than any church of the rich man, all of them put together. And no faithful congregation is greater than another, no matter how much they differ in outward measure. Each one is an outpost of the gospel, a place where people gather to hear God's word, and that word is sufficient for them. It is sufficient for you, because the word brings you Jesus. The word brings you the promise of the side of Abraham. Every congregation, every Christian is Lazarus, looked down upon by the world, covered in suffering and struggles, but given the promise of the banquet of heaven, the guarantee that one day they will rest at the side of Abraham. Appearances are deceiving, dear friends. We do not trust what our eyes see, or else we become like the rich man, who even in hell was still a theologian of glory, who still put his trust, his faith in great signs and wonders. What we trust is what our ears hear, the word, which proclaims to us a God who loved the world in this way, that he sent his only Son to suffer and to die, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Appearances are deceiving. In your pew, there is a Bible, and it's a book bound and printed with ink, just like any other book. You come into this place, you hear a man, an ordinary man, a sinful man, stand up here and talk and talk and talk, reading from the Bible, applying and explaining it to you. You go home and maybe your bank account increases, maybe not. Perhaps you suffer greatly. Your eyes tell you one story. The word tells you another. Do not trust what your eyes see, whether it be good or bad, success or suffering. Trust what the word says, even though it seems to contradict all that your eyes see. Do not trust your eyes. Do not let them tell you what God thinks of you. Trust your ears, for into your ears comes the word, And the word proclaims to you the one who did rise from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity for you. It is in this place, through the word, that you hear what your God thinks of you. He loves you. He took on your human flesh to bear your sin to the cross and die for it there. And he pours out those gifts in abundance through the word. Yes, Father Abraham, the word is sufficient for us. It is enough because it gives us everything. In the name of Jesus, amen. We stand and we sing the offertory. It is found on page 192.
Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus, true God, true word for us, for our salvation. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of a God who gives us what we need, not what we want, but what we need, forgiveness, life, and salvation, would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings. Please stand for prayer. In addition to the prayer requests that are in our news and notes, we also pray for Good Shepherd member Janet Amack, who is hospitalized with a broken hip. Larry Hudkins, friend of Bob Van Valkenburg, scheduled for surgery tomorrow. Good Shepherd member Karen Kamen, dealing with an injured knee and other issues at work. Kurt Grovejohn, friend of the Renter family, following a serious electrical accident and double amputation. And also we pray for Good Shepherd's Vacation Bible School beginning tomorrow. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty and eternal God, worthy to be held in reverence by all people everywhere, we give you humble and sincere thanks for the innumerable blessings that you have bestowed on us without any merit or worthiness on our part. We praise you especially for preserving for us your saving word and holy sacraments. Grant and preserve for us, your holy church throughout the world, purity of doctrine, and provide faithful pastors to preach your word with power. Help all who hear the word rightly to understand and truly to believe it. Send laborers into your harvest and open the door of faith to those who do not know you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You have graciously given us, your children adopted by grace, the gift of faith. Remove from us all wayward boasting and any inclination toward self-righteousness. Increase our humility. Increase our faith in and fidelity to your holy word, which is your power unto salvation for all who believe. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We love because you first loved us. Where we have failed to love as we ought, especially in our families, grant us repentance and the desire to amend our ways. Increase in us the desire to show forth our love to one another in acts of charity and kindness, and fill our hearts with generosity and compassion toward all. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Graciously defend us from all calamity by fire and water, from war and pestilence, from scarcity and famine, from every other evil. Protect and prosper all who labor in their rightful callings, and let all useful arts flourish among us. Be the God and Father of the lonely and the forsaken, the helper of the sick and needy, the comforter of the distressed and those who sorrow. Look with mercy especially upon those who have requested our prayers, those who are sick, those who are suffering, those who are anticipating surgery, those who are dealing with difficult situations in their life, and especially those who are mourning the loss of loved ones. We hold before you the family of Dale Meyer, whose mother was called to her eternal home this past week. Heavenly Father, bless these, your children, with what they need. Point them to the word of hope, the word of peace, the word of healing, the word of comfort, the word of joy. And bless them and us, that we may ever cling to Jesus as our sure and certain hope. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant your Holy Spirit to those who come to the Lord's table this day, that they may receive the very body and blood of Jesus Christ in sincere repentance, firm faith, and to their abundant blessing. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you have entrusted to us precious souls and given us the task to reach out with your word in its truth and purity. Bless all the educational opportunities in our congregation, our school, our preschool, our Sunday school, and especially this day, we ask for your blessings upon Vacation Bible School, which begins tomorrow. Heavenly Father, keep us faithful. Help us to be good stewards of the precious lambs that you have entrusted to us. And above all, Lord, may the Word of God shine brightly in all that we say and do. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Continue with the service of the sacrament, page 194. Service of the sacrament, page 194. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God, Savior, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
We pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh,
the very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you steadfast in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
Continue now with the Nunc Dimittis, page 199. We stand.
Lord, now let us serve thy servant before in peace, according to thy word. For my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast
give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with my spirit.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
May be seated for our closing hymn, 774. Feed thy children, God most holy.
Thank you.
Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus, who feeds us with his very word. Thanks be to God. A couple of quick announcements. Check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes for all the activities and events happening in the days and weeks ahead. We survived the trip to Camp Comica. Thanks be to God. Good time and great learning opportunity for our junior high youth. Tomorrow, Vacation Bible School starts. Help pass the word. We just need kids. I suppose we could probably use a little help in other areas too. If you have any specific questions, you can talk to Jerrica or I don't know who else. Yeah, well, talk to Jerrica. She's here. And she'll get you straightened out. The Vacation Bible School table and sign-up sheets and all that kind of stuff is almost kind of hidden back there. So it's up against the wall. Check that out. Keep the Vacation Bible School in your prayers. Come a little bit early tomorrow. Come a little bit early tomorrow. First day is a little crazy with registration and stuff. Otherwise, 9 to noon each day this week. We have a baptismal theme. The River of Life should be a lot of fun and should be a great opportunity to teach the little ones about Jesus and God's gift of holy baptism. We have one opportunity for adult Bible study this morning. We continue our look at the formula of Concord. Today we'll be digging deep into the topic of predestination or eternal election. Why some, not others? And should be a good and fruitful study as well. Pastor? Vicar? Anything? As you heard in the prayers, one of our elders, Dale Meyer, his mother was called home this past week. Funeral is tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in Fremont. And Dale, your mom was a great lady, and thanks be to God for the gift of her, but more importantly, the gift of faith in her and through her. So may your comfort and your family's comfort be in the crucified and resurrected Jesus. Join us for coffee and goodies, fellowship all. Have a blessed day in the Lord Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to the regular Sunday morning worship service of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Clint Poppy and Christopher Mirande pastors. At 9:30, join us for Sunday morning Bible study, followed by the 10:30 a.m. worship service of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church.